You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going to Jackson now to talk with Steve Shotwell, who's chairman of the Jackson County Board of Commissioners. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for talking with me. I ran into an article on the internet, which prompted my call to you this morning initially, about some revisions to Jackson County's animal control ordinance. And of course, what sparked my curiosity was a discussion of whether owners of potentially dangerous animals could be required to purchase an insurance policy, a liability insurance policy. So that's a little bit of the background. Why don't you fill us in on the background of how this came before the Board of Commissioners?
Certainly. Jackson County, every 3 to 5 years, reviews their ordinances as standard procedure through our policy committee. And upon review, Jackson County had changed the way our animal control division worked. We'd passed the assignment of the officers, the animal control officers, to the sheriff's department, and then moved the animal shelter under the direct supervision of the county administrator's office. And during the review process, we contacted our attorney, and we went over some different things that were possible changes that we would want to do to the ordinance. And we asked, and one of the things that was requested was when a person is convicted of having a vicious dog, and we do not label any particular breed, the judge has the option to require them, if they intend to keep the animal, to get liability insurance in the minimum amount of $100,000. So to end up in that position, you have to have been cited previously, gone through a process with the animal control and the district court, be found either guilty or admit guilt to having the dog, a problem with the dog, and then the judge could, as part of the sentence, require you to have the liability insurance.
Well, this seems to me to be quite a proactive step. I'm applauding the step that was taken to look this far ahead to say, yep, you can keep the animal, but you're going to have to provide insurance so that we know that there's remuneration in case of an incident.
Correct. Correct. That was the thought process behind it. Now, we have also, since the board passed that ordinance on Tuesday, the board also took direction to form an ad hoc committee and meet with animal shelter people, rescue organizations, some veterinarians in town that have helped us in the past and consulted with us. And we're going to go back and review and qualify all those previous steps again, so that way we make sure that the animals as well as the owners are properly being protected.
What would that proposed insurance cover?
Well, the idea would make you, it would be general liability insurance, so the idea is to make the owner of the animal responsible for their dog and make sure that it is properly taken care of. And that way, if something does occur, if a bad incident does happen, then there is remuneration for the person who's been injured or the other party.
I find it interesting, too, that, of course, you have to go through the court process in order to get to this point. I guess I'm trying to think of how it would work that...
Well, one thing to remember, in our court system in America, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. So you have to be proven to have a vicious dog. It's not, you and I could walk down the street and a dog could come at us, you know, behind a fence and bark and look very vicious. But until that animal does something wrong or the owner of that dog has done something wrong, we in America don't punish the person. I mean, you can't deny a person their rights to own an animal. And so it walks a line between proactive responsibility and reaction to after an incident.
Mm-hmm. And it covers both.
It tries to do, yes. We try to work with both.
Now, you were asking for it was a public hearing where these revisions were discussed. What kind of comments did you get, and what's the community reaction to this proposal?
Well, the community reaction is they're concerned that their particular breed's being singled out, and we are not singling out breeds. We're saying that a vicious dog could be... Could be any dog that is caused harm or been willfully running at large repeatedly, and these are the steps then that will be taken to help correct this behavior.
And so it, and at the meeting on Tuesday night, you went ahead with these revisions, and then the committee will take a look at things more specific.
Yeah, yeah. What the commission will do now is that they will have another public meeting, and we're just in the process of creating that committee right now. But sometime between now and March 15th, we will have either had the meeting or set up the meeting and begun the process for public comment on this. And the idea is, again, to share the responsibility with the community, so that way we get positive feedback and that people know that they're involved in this. When we created a spay and neuter program through our animal control division and the animal shelter, we involved the community in that process also. And now animals that are adopted from the shelter, our Jackson County shelter, come out spay and neutered. And everything is all done for them, you know, before the animal is adopted. So that way, those, we don't have to worry about more animals being, you know, running at large or just being dumped on the community.
Absolutely. I also liked the portion of the revision that talked about that an animal having been deemed dangerous through the court system, notably, would be required to be housed in a structure not accessible to children.
That's correct. And that goes back to an incident that occurred here in Jackson. Unfortunately, during the summer, we had a young lady go into a backyard where there was a large dog, and she did get attacked, and it was quite a bad attack.
I believe I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is to separate the animal and protect the innocents.
Well, I think this makes a lot of common sense. So the next step is another public hearing, and then this ad hoc committee taking a look.
Well, no, the next step is the committee, and the committee will have a public process available to it, and I'll be happy to let your listeners know when we get close.
I would like to do that. I just think it makes a lot of common sense just to protect everybody in the community, including the dog owner as well.
That's correct.
So, you know what? I really appreciate your time tonight, Steve. I think it's an interesting story, and I would love to follow up with you.
If you want to give me a call anytime, we can set up a conversation time about what's going on in Jackson.
Will do. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Steve Shotwell, who is chairman of the Jackson County Board of Commissioners, on some interesting revisions to the animal control ordinances that they have there. Coming up next on Fritz and Friends, Representative Joan Bauer of Lansing talking about the big budget announcement today. We'll be back with more of Fritz and Friends after this.